No longer new, but still all Coleman. We are Coleman's independent radio station. Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Hello, Coleman. It's 4 o'clock on a Thursday, 88 degrees outside. And if it's a Thursday and it's the fall, that means it's time for our longest-running program here on Live 95, Sports Talk Live. We want to give a shout-out to all of our sponsors who help make this program possible, and especially to our hosts. Hey, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes, how's it going?
Hello, Jay.
Hello, Jay. How are you, man?
Hey, man, we missed you, but we're happy to have you back. And can't tell you how many people have pulled me aside on the sidewalks and said, man, We love that promo that you air every year. Are they paid off on their steak dinners yet?
I hear you, Jay.
I don't think we are. I think Ronnie's still.
I think y'all owe me a steak dinner.
I owe everybody. I know that. I couldn't pay up. I'll have to wait till I can do like Jason and go to Tunica and, you know, drive a Wells Fargo truck back.
That's right. Bring it back, baby.
That's it. Left them high and dry, nothing left.
Let me jump in right quick before y'all take the show and remind everybody we made a few changes this year. If you happen to be listening online, that's still available via the TuneIn app. So if you're driving home or out of our coverage area, you can still find us on TuneIn. TuneIn thinks we moved to Huntsville. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
I've been trying to get an answer out of them on that. Coleman doesn't exist to them anymore, but you can find us in Huntsville, Alabama. And we're still here. This year, brand new. If you've been tuned in for the last couple of weeks, you've seen us doing this. But we are putting everything that's live now on Facebook Live. And if you've tuned in today, you'll even see we've got a video stream up. Although Ronnie's going to make me take that back down. So we'll see how that works.
Yeah,
out.
I need to know right now.
Hey, you're on. You're being videoed right now. So stop picking your nose and doing all the scratching you're doing.
Yeah, well, that's our pictures at the post office, you know, under the FBI Most Wanted.
All right.
That's all I got. Y'all watch the screen in a minute, and I'll see if I can see what it looks like. So.
Okay. Well, all right. We might scare us a little bit.
That's right.
Hey, it's that time of year again.
Hallelujah.
Well, games last weekend. But
yeah, did you watch any?
I did. I watched Jacksonville State.
I did,
North
too.
North Carolina.
I did, too.
A&T.
Yeah. Jacksonville came up a little bit short there, but, you know, ranked 6 in the FBS. Probably may have a chance to get back into the – you know, national playoff contention in that league, and that's a good league of football. I mean, it's not like it used to be. I mean, if you look at those guys, those teams' rosters, there's a lot of, you know, you're like around Jacksonville, you know, you've got Alabama players, you got Auburn players, you got several SEC players on those clubs.
There we are.
So there we are. So
hello, Jason.
Ain't that
so
cute?
That's it. So some quality football. If you can't. Either come up with the money or you don't want to be around the crowds to go to Alabama or to an Auburn football game, hey, you can go over to, you know, Jacksonville State, down to Samford, some of those places, and certainly UAB, and see some really good football. So we encourage folks to get out and support them all.
Now, things this year are going to be pretty much, for those of you listening, pretty much as they've been the past, what, is this our third, fourth season?
Fourth, fifth?
Somewhere, I don't know. Every how many seasons?
I think it's at least 4.
And Chris Andrews will be joining us, moving him up 10 minutes because he has a gig with the station he actually owns part of that he has to start as soon as we are done.
And tell everybody, if they don't know, who he is in partnership with.
Chris is in a lot of partnerships. He actually runs the sports betting for South Point Casino in Las Vegas, and he is in partners. Now, you remind me who he is in partners.
Brent Musburger.
Yeah, Musburger on that XM station, and we'll have to get to promo that.
Sure, absolutely. He would you say he's a little higher up the Sports Arena channel than we are?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
One notch.
But I like to tell everybody when I talk about Chris that actually he is probably the only person in the world that would ever put off ESPN to be on our show.
And he did.
Yes. And how we got him, I don't really know. But
if that's not a reason to tune into our show,
that's right.
Well, we supersede ESP, and hey, baby, it just doesn't get any better than that.
And if you want to find out a little more about Chris, simple, Google Chris Andrews. You put Vegas in it if you want to. Just make sure you got the right Chris Andrews. But I think you'll be impressed that we've got him on the show here in Coleman, Alabama.
Absolutely. And he's willing and joins us every single week.
He's the man.
In the years past, he is the man.
And he is the man that took an $850,000 bed on Floyd Mayweather. So.
And if we have, for as the key phrase, for entertainment purposes only,
right?
You know, if we have a $10 or $20 bet, you know, we're you know, kind of out on the limb there, you know, kind of reaching our max. He takes an $850,000 bet.
Right, yeah. So a little different league.
A little bit different league of sports entertainment.
I know a few people in Coleman and maybe Walker County and Jefferson County and Shelby County, like five people in each county that could play on that level.
I
don't think they made their fortune by playing on that.
I'm sure there were some other ulterior motive or some other way that income was coming in. I'm sure it wasn't taxed.
No.
Speaking of tax, before Chris comes on, this is not a political arena, but if you were going to rate the president 1 to 10, what would you give him?
Oh man, it's so different, Ronnie.
Okay, let me make it. Okay. All right, let's say it this way. From a Spiegel Contracting position, not a personal, from a Spiegel Contracting, 1 to 10, what do you give?
Oh, I'd give him a 9.
Okay.
He's been good for the pocketbook. Say that. My retirement account for companies, he's been good. If he would just stay off Twitter, keep his mouth shut, he would be fine.
Yeah. But we all know
that's impossible. His ego won't let him do it.
Absolutely. And you know, kind of on a serious note here, and of course, we're here to talk about sports, but I would just like to mention and offer condolences to John McCain, whether you agree with him or not, you know, his political views or his arena, whatever party, it makes no difference. Tremendous American and a hero for this country, and best wishes to, you know, to his family.
6 years he spent being held as a prisoner of war. 6 years.
Yeah.
Amen, brothers. And in the 30 seconds we're allocated to talk about politics on this show, I must say, the only reason Donald Trump tweets as much as he does is to keep us off the mainstream media and spreading lies anyway.
good valid point right there. But hey, let's get on to what we're here. It's fall. Now, it certainly doesn't feel like fall. There's no fall in the air. No fall in the air, but we're still going to have footballs in the air here, actually, even tonight. We've already had them, so we're getting ready to kick football season off. We're excited to be here, looking forward to a great football season, looking forward to a great year here on Sports Talk Live, and want everybody to participate and call in at any time you want to. If you have a question, comments, whatever the case may be, the number 256-737-9505. So please join us.
We'll be taking Chris Andrews at 4:10. So wait until about 4:35 and call in, because we got to get Chris at 4:10 or we won't get him.
Absolutely. So,
in fact, I think Jay's working on that.
He's working on him right now. So we're excited to get to hear from Chris again. It's been a while, and we're just interested to see what's going on in his world in big Las Vegas.
Chris will be pleased with me because I didn't send him any talking points. So anything we throw at him today is going to be brand new to him.
That's right. Blind leading the blind.
Lenny, did you happen to see the ESPN? 14 teams that has a chance to win the national championship.
I did. Matter of fact, I had that written down for us to, you know, discuss.
We'll get that out
or later.
Killing time with that right now.
But I did see that. You know, we got several things, several headlines that we can discuss. Certainly, the Urban Meyer situation. Asking, you know, we'll see what your opinion is, what my opinion is. If anybody out there is listening, if they want to call and give their opinion on. You know, was the penalty severe enough, or was the punishment severe enough, or was it not severe enough?
And should Alabama be penalized for the schedule they've got this year?
Well,
their first test is Auburn in the Iron Bowl.
You know, I'm not saying I disagree with that, because you can't. However, on the flip side, these schedules are potentially made out years in advance.
And we'll give you Louisville, but how do you explain the other games?
Which one? Now, they got to play all the SEC.
The Citadel.
Okay. Now, you don't, has Auburn not played the Citadel?
Yeah, and I'm not, but Auburn don't now, have that schedule this year.
This year? That's right.
Alabama has got one of the weakest schedules in the nation.
I agree. This year,
the best team in the nation playing the weakest schedule in the nation.
You know, but when they're making the schedules, they didn't know there was going to be the best team.
They're already playing the Citadel.
That schedule may have been made 10 years ago.
Right. All right, we got Chris. Chris, welcome back to Sports Talk Live.
Chris.
I don't know if you were here that or not.
I'm glad to see you guys are getting along as well as ever. So it's a pleasure being back.
Oh, yeah. It's great to hear from you, Chris. Fantastic.
Chris, yeah. How have you been doing?
You guys, too. Always a pleasure.
How is your health situation? I know you had some trouble without going into any details. Are you doing good now?
You know, I'm knocking on wood as I speak. I'm doing great.
Good.
So,
fantastic.
You know, I keep kidding my wife. I'm going to be hard to kill, honey. I'm going to be around for a little while. So,
no life insurance policy money for her yet.
Well, not yet, no.
Absolutely. That's fantastic, Chris.
Hey, Chris, I apologize ahead of time. I didn't send you any talking points today, but as you know, we'll probably spend a lot of time on getting your predictions and thoughts on the upcoming season. So, going to throw it right, just what Ronnie and I were just talking about, Alabama schedule. Give us your opinion on Alabama schedule this year. They don't play Sisters of the Poor, but they hit everybody else.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, they, you know, Ronnie, I'm sorry. You know, I know we've been good friends for years, but they know they're going to be good every year. they know, and they know who's not going to be good every year. So, I don't know. You know, they start out with Louisville, which I guess, you know, that's been a program that's been pretty good over the years. So, you know, I forgive them for that. But who's some of the other guys on the schedule? I'm turning to them right now. Who else they got on there? I'm sure, Jason, here it is. I got their schedule.
I know the Citadel, I think, is on
okay,
there.
Arkansas State. Yeah, another, you know.
Yeah, you can't forget that.
The Citadel. Okay, yeah. Citadel, Ark State. I mean, two absolute gimmies, and of course they play them both at home. Why wouldn't they?
Of course.
Louisiana, and even Louisville, they don't bother playing them at Louisville. They've got to have a neutral site for every one of these games. So.
Yeah.
And, of course, they don't go north of the Mason-Dixon line ever. So.
It's hard to.
But they'll be in the championship. They'll be in the Final Four. I'm sure they will be.
No test.
Chris, well, this is the first day. We've been on here 7 or 8 minutes, and Jason's already in attack mode. I mean, I just don't know where it's going from here. But
Well, he's been saving it up for 6 months. Come on, how do you know it's going
to
happen?
Well, you know, all I can tell him is he needs to get in contact with somebody at Auburn and let them rework their schedule.
Yeah, I may be wishing for that schedule after this coming Saturday. Hey, Chris.
Well, this is going to be a tough game. Everybody's talking about the Notre Dame-Michigan game that they want to watch. This is the one I want to see. I think Washington's going to be a really good team this year. It's a big challenge for Auburn.
Yeah.
Right, looking at this weekend, Chris, what games, Auburn and Washington, of course, Notre Dame and Michigan, give us your thoughts on those and any other games that might stand out to you.
Well, first of all, let's just go with the Auburn game. I thought the game should be pick 'em. I really like Washington a lot. I think that Auburn, Jason, honest to God, I really think Auburn's a really good team. I just think that it's going to be a tough game no matter who. It's going to be a tough matchup no matter who wins this one. I thought it should be pick 'em, giving Auburn a little bit of a home field for playing in Atlanta. But not much, not like they would ordinarily get at home. You know, but about a point and a half, 2 points, and that to me made it pick 'em. I think Washington, is going to be one of the best teams in the country. Of course, I think Auburn is too, but I kind of like Washington in this one if you're getting any kind of points, anything like that.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, let me ask you this, before we let you go at the end, I'd be interested in preseason for really anything's played, who your four picks are the four teams that's going to get in the national championship playoffs. But before we do that, and I'm not trying to prod you in any direction, do you feel that if Washington beats Auburn, that they essentially, looking at their schedule, should run the tables the rest of the way, and that would automatically put – I mean, is this game – will can if they lose it and they win out the rest of the way, will they still – do you think they still get in? I mean, could the first game determine them getting in?
Well, I mean, that's the buzz, you know, that this game, that's why it's so important to Washington. I think if they win, I think they have a pretty good chance of running. You never know how good Stanford's going to be.
Right.
I hear both ways on Oregon. Naturally, they're going to have to play in the Pac-12 championship, probably against USC, but, that's obviously a long way off. That's why I think it's such a big game for Washington. Whereas I think Auburn has a lot more leeway. If they lose this game, if they run the table after this, they most certainly would be in the championship.
Absolutely.
And I'm not sure that would be the case with Washington. So, I think this is a much bigger game for Washington. And, listen, though, when these kids line up there, I don't think that's going to be on their mind. I think they just want to really compete. Now, the coaches might have a different thing. But I think when these kids line up, they're just going to want to beat the man across the line of scrimmage. And that's what I think. It's going to be a great game either way. And I think maybe like in the preparation, you got a guy like Chris Peterson who's been around. Well, so is Gus. They're going to know the importance of this game. They're going to be all out to win it, but particularly Washington will be.
Yeah. Let me ask you another question while I got it on my mind. You mentioned Chris Peterson, and, all of us that watch college football remember back when he was at Boise State and all the things he did at Boise. I know Jason remembers, and I do, and certainly you do, is the big, huge win they got over Oklahoma in the bowl game years ago. My question to you, Chris, if it's a very close football game down to the last 6 minutes of the game, both teams evenly matched, and it's going to come down to a decision of some type that the coaching staffs are going to make, who has the advantage? Does Gus have the advantage, or does Chris Peterson have the advantage? Who would you take?
Well, I'd take Chris Peterson. I've been saying it for years because, I spent a lot of time in Reno. So Boise and Reno was a big rivalry. And, you mentioned that's where he kind of made his bones. But I've seen him, his in-game adjustments are as good as any coach in football, period. That's what I've always felt. Like, if you're beating him on something in the first half, well, he's going to change that for the second half, I can tell you that. And I have nothing but the ultimate respect for Peterson. I think he's just an A1 coach. And, he's already had Washington once in the playoffs. And I think you kind of better get used to that because I think he recruits really well up there. There's a lot of talent in the state of Washington. He's getting a lot of it out of the state of California as well. And he's going to be around for a while. This is going to be a team to reckon with pretty much every year, I think.
I agree. Chris, and I have one more quick comment, and Jason can jump in. You got three or four or five teams. They're going to dominate getting the elite players every single year. I mean, that's just the way it is. But in my feelings, Chris Peterson is the best football coach in the country for taking the two and the three and the occasional four stars and having really solid, good football teams. He doesn't get the five stars. The only five star he recruited left and is now the backup linebacker at the University of Alabama. That was the single five star that he had. So I believe he's the best coach out there other than those guys that get the top quality players every year.
Yeah, the only other guy I would put in the same category is from Michigan State, D'Antonio, because he does not. I mean, if he gets a three star, that's pretty good, And they're challenging every year. There's that one year. I can't remember what year it was. Ronnie, you probably remember one year. I mean, Bama was clearly the best team, but I thought at the end of the season, Michigan State was probably the second best team in the country. And I'm thinking about maybe 4 or 5 years back, something like that.
He
does not get the athletes. That Urban Meyer gets, or even Penn State gets, and Michigan gets, but he's competing every year. So I put him in a similar category. But I'll tell you what, though, I think Peterson's going to start getting a few five-star athletes out of California. I think that's going to be, you know, the next move, that he's going to establish some credibility down there, and I think a lot of those kids will want to go up and play for him. Now, I have a kid that lives in Seattle, so I go up there, you know, reasonably often.
Right.
It's a great town if you're of that mind.
Right.
You know what I mean? And not everybody is, because it rains a lot and all that, you know. But if you're if that's okay with you, then it's a great town, a great campus. And I think he's going to do okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me ask both of you a question. You were talking about Gus and Chris Peterson. Who is the only coach that has beat Saban more than once? Active coach in college football right now. Gus.
Well,
the only coach to do that.
Okay.
So that's
I don't want to knock Gus. I'm not knocking Gus. Peterson.
I know, and you can form a question like Ronnie formed it. If you're going to have Nick Saban and Gus, and there's, let's say, 1 second on the clock and you're kicking off, would you rather have Gus or Nick Saban?
Or you're kicking a field goal.
That is in no way the way I meant that. I in no way meant that as a slap against Gus whatsoever. I just know that Chris Peterson and some of the things he's done while he was at Boise.
Oh, yeah. He's an outstanding coach.
Yeah. I'm just saying, for me and my money, if it's in close to the end of the game, if it comes down to a coach's decision, I'm going to take Peterson.
Hey, Chris, who is the money on this year? The money usually tells the story. So, of course, money going to Alabama. But other than Alabama, who is the money on as far as national championship picture?
Well, I mean, still on Ohio State, you know, no matter the problems that they've had. And I don't think that's going to affect their chances that much. I mean, the TCU game is going to be a big one, you know, with no Urban, you know, on the sidelines there. But other than that, I mean, it's, you know, just the usual suspects, Clemson, Georgia, you know, Michigan got a pretty decent amount of money on them. I'm going through right now. Yeah, so Ohio State is the second most. Alabama, of course, does have the most. You know, Penn State got a couple of bucks on them. Oklahoma got a pretty good amount of money on them. And you'd be surprised, it's Washington that really has quite a bit of money on them. Now, part of it, I think, is that we are here on the West Coast, so there's a little bit of a West Coast influence, and a lot of Pac-12 guys are putting their money on Washington. You know, so there's one. And one more I'd throw in there is Wisconsin, who I think they got a pretty good shot. I mean, talk about scheduling. Look at their schedule sometime. I mean, they almost got a pass to the
the
Big Ten championship game. And then they'll have to beat, you know, a real good team from the other side of the bracket, either Ohio State or Penn State, Michigan, or even Michigan State. You know, but, you know, that they got a pretty good chance of playing in that championship game, I would say.
Okay. All right, Chris, looking at this weekend, let's stay with the money here. Anything out there that I could put a buck or two on that you think might be a value, that something is being overlooked and a team maybe not getting the respect that they should get?
As far as not, you know, I think Florida Atlantic, believe it or not, I think that's a really live dog against Oklahoma. You know, I don't know if they could beat them outright. I doubt that they can.
What is the line on that, Chris?
I think that game, we're at 21.
21,
on that
wow.
game. And I think Oklahoma's going to have their hands full. You know, the first game with the, you know, new quarterback, and you know, I think Oklahoma's going to be pretty good this season, but I'm not sure they're going to be, you know, great game one. You know, that's one that I'm kind of curious to watch that game. I think Florida Atlantic shows up in that one. That's one that I think is, if you're looking for, I don't know if they can upset them, but I think they could definitely hang in there.
Okay.
I can tell you there's a lot of money on Nebraska. All of a sudden, people were really believing in Scott Frost and this Nebraska team. So that number's gotten pretty high. Akron is, I mean, they're not good, but they're not horrible either.
Right.
You know, so I think that might be a dog that would cover a number. Let me see. There's, you know, just kind of the usual suspects, I would say. You know, just...
Okay.
You know, the big money's on the Auburn game and the Notre Dame game. Those are the two. Here's another game that really has brought in a lot of money both ways, because a lot of different opinions out there. West Virginia and Tennessee. I think that's going to be a pretty good game. But a lot of people are real high on West Virginia, and a lot of people are not real high on West Virginia.
Right.
And I would say the same about Tennessee, although not too many guys are way high on them, but a lot of people do think they will be, you know, that they're on the right path finally after Butch Jones. Like I said, he's one of those guys, sounded great on the way in, not so great on the way out. But a lot of money on that game. That should be a good game, too.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Chris, you mentioned, I was thinking a minute ago about the team that could be that have the most, the biggest disappointing year. And for me, that's West Virginia is the team I was thinking of. They come in the preseason ranked number 17. I think they could be a big disappointment. And Dana Holmgren would, if that's the way you pronounce his name, might be out the door. I don't know. I just don't see them. I don't see them as the 17th best team in the country when it's all said and done.
Well, I'm with you. We opened their season win total at 6. And I'm up to like 8 right now. Yeah. So a lot of money poured in on West Virginia over their season win total. But like I said, there's a lot of sharp guys that kind of agree with me and you, Ronnie. I don't think they're going to be all that good. Yeah. I think like Greer at quarterback, that kid's good. But, you know, you better have more than a quarterback. And, you know, it's a funny thing. You go back and look, you'd think they'd have a really strong home field advantage with teams coming in from Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas. You know, it's kind of a tough trip to get into West Virginia, but their home field advantage isn't that big. They haven't covered a whole lot of numbers at home, and you know, that to me is always a sign that, you know, maybe they're just a little bit overrated. And I think his team is overrated.
Yeah, Chris, let me throw one out and really put you on the spot again, folks. We don't have any questions that Chris has, you know, had time to prepare for. So here's one, Chris, I'm going to throw it at you and see what you can do with it. Off the top of your head, give me a club that you think we could look at that right now they're not on our radar at all. We don't really think that much about them. But at the end of the season, you know, we're going to say, wow, what a surprise that club had a fantastic year. I'm not talking about necessarily winning a national championship. And it might be that they win 6-7 games, you know. But is there somebody out there that nobody's giving any credence to that could have a really good year?
Okay, I got a real sleeper for you. A team that I think is going to be pretty decent. Army, I think, is going to upset a few teams this year.
That's a sleeper, Chris. That's definitely a sleeper.
That's a coma.
Yeah. They ain't going to play in a national championship. They're not going to be in the Final Four. But, I mean, that's a team that I think they play Duke this weekend, a pretty good Duke team, and they're getting double digits. You know, they're getting like 13.5, 14.
Wow.
I think that that's a team that at the end of the year, they say, wow, they should be in a bowl game. All right, I'll give you another total sleeper. You ready, Jason?
I'm ready.
Buffalo.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I think that
I'm giving you some real sleepers. I'm not going to give you Clemson or something like that.
Now, you're not talking about the Bills, are you?
Everybody knows how good they are. But I thought I'd give you two real sleepers there. Teams that could be in bowl game. But you said, Ronnie, a team that can win.
That's right.
7 games, and all of a sudden you say, that team isn't that bad. That's two right there that come off the top of my head that I think.
Ronnie is writing those down.
At the end of the year, you're going to look at some bowl games. I might be in a bowl game.
I'm going.
So
I'm
not.
At the end of the year, I've written that down. At the end of the year, our last show, I'm going to bring this back up, especially if Army and Buffalo make it to a bowl. You are definitely a wizard.
How about if Buffalo beats Auburn in a bowl game? Well, what are you going to do?
I love it. You're killing me.
Well, I figure Jason will hang himself by then, so I can't ask him, you know. So.
Hey, Chris, I know you've got another show you've got to make, so let's get the crystal ball out real quick. And before you go, we would get our tail kicked if we didn't ask you the important questions. Give us your Final Four teams. I know we're about 16 weeks early, but let's go ahead and get it.
Well, here's who I think. I think Alabama. I hate to say it.
I hate for you to say it. But, Chris, looking at who they play.
I hate saying this one even more. Ohio State.
Ooh.
Clemson and Washington. That's the four I think will be in the Final Four.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. And
yeah, I mean, no big surprises or anything like that. But, I guess the only surprise would be, you know, nobody out of the Big 12. But I mean, I think Oklahoma is going to be good. I think that league might be down a little bit this year. I mean, they still haven't played defense in about a decade, you know, so I think that people overlook, you know, a good Oklahoma team. It's probably going to have some decent wins, but I don't think they're going to be as good as the other four that I'd mentioned.
A man would have to have his head examined not to pick Alabama this year, because they can, their cheerleaders could win their first 11, and then even if they lose to Auburn, they'll still make the playoffs. So,
Jason, I'm with you. I'm a Penn State fan. I mean, and I got Ohio State guys in my office here, and I'm always giving them the business. I said, yeah, you guys don't have to worry about winning on the field. You're going to get voted in anyway.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
Oh, man.
Doesn't matter.
Boy, he's what a hater. That's all I'd say. Right off the bat, he's already hating. Hey, I know Chris.
I don't make no bones about
it. I know.
It.
I got Chris. Chris has got to go, but I got one more. Here's a fact for you, boys.
I got a few minutes, guys. I don't have to go that
all
quick.
Right.
That's all right.
Here is a fact for you. Alabama, Nick Saban has won more national championships than he has lost home games at Alabama. He has won 5 national championships, and he has lost 4 home games since he's been in Alabama.
Yeah, well, you got Ark State at home this year, and the Citadel.
That explains it.
Oh,
that explains a lot. Believe me when I tell you. Okay.
Oh,
hey, Chris, who's your Heisman? Do you think a guy can take one half of football and be the Heisman leader for the coming season?
He's the favorite, but yeah. You know, I was waiting for you to ask him that. Let me ring that one up here on my
What
computer.
Do you think about that, Ray?
Yeah, you know,
I think he's
the favorite. Well, I'll tell you what. No, him and excuse me, the kid from Stanford, Love. They are the two favorites right now as I look. And Taylor, the running back from Wisconsin, they're like those three are like neck and neck to be favorites. Yeah, but why not? You play a half of football, and you're the favorite going into the next year for to win that.
May not even start. We don't know yet.
Might not even start. Yeah, I know.
May not.
I know.
So.
Not really. You got anything you want Chris looking the crystal ball for?
No, he's already told me all I need to know.
Well, let me tell you about a bet we put up here at the South Point. So we got 5 teams, the 4 I mentioned, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, and Washington, and then add Oklahoma. So the 5 favorites, no doubt, to win the national championship. So you could bet on them, and I got them a pretty big favorite, -280, versus the entire rest of the field. And we've gotten a lot of business on that.
Yeah, that's an interesting call there.
Yeah.
Jason has parked
I think
up.
It's going to be one of the 5. I mean, if I tried to get one team from each of the major conferences, you know. And, boy, we've gotten a lot of business on that and a lot of chatter. And, that's one of the bets we have here.
Yeah, minus 280 on that. So you're pretty confident that one of those 5 is going to win that.
I am. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. So you could bet Auburn and get, I think, about 8-1. I think I got them, something like that. You know, or you could bet all those teams and have them all going for you at +240, and Auburn. Let me see what I got them. Oh wow. Oh man, Jason. I must have fallen asleep. I got Auburn at 30-1 to win the national championship.
30-1.
That might be worth a little wager
for entertainment.
That might be worth a little wager. I'm looking at that one right now. That's not a bad bet. I'll tell you, I think they got a real chance. I really do.
Well, going back to reality, Chris, things that might happen. Hey, tell me, what have you heard any buzz, anything out that way, you know, with Chip Kelly being at UCLA? I mean, is that a hot ticket, you know, item people are talking now, or is it not much going on with him?
Well, that's another one of those where you'll find a lot of diverse opinions there. A lot of people think that he's going to come in and make a lot of noise right away, and a lot of other people think that the cupboard's a little bare at UCLA, and it's going to take him a while to get him moving in the right direction. I'm kind of in that camp myself. I think that they haven't, you know, they had Josh Rosen and not a whole lot of other help at UCLA, And I think they're going to be a little bit down. I think Chip will do real well eventually. And, you know, we're talking about that, you know, recruiting in Southern California. I think Chip's going to really recruit well there, too. But, you know, obviously he doesn't have any of those players yet. So I think UCLA will be a real factor in the near future. But I kind of think they're going to be down this year. I'm not real bullish on them. I think that UCLA fans will be licking their wounds a little bit.
All right. Hey, before we let you go, we're gonna ask you for just a few predictions just off of some random football games. So you ready?
Let me get my sheet out here. Fire away, boys.
All right, here we go.
Hey, let's start tonight, Chris, with UCF and UConn.
I think that number's a little bit high. I like Connecticut a little, not much, not enough if I was out there betting. I don't think I'd play it, but we're up to 24. I think it's a little bit too high.
Okay, so UConn on that one. Let's jump.
Yeah, give me UConn on that one. Yeah.
Let's jump to Friday night. We're going to hit it real quick here. Utah State, Michigan State. Michigan State, another 23.5-point favorite, the way my line shows.
Well, I kind of like Utah State a little bit. And if you look back at Michigan State, their offense usually takes a couple weeks to get going. So I think Michigan State's going to be a real good team, but I think that this is going to be kind of a low-scoring game. I think you'll find Michigan State win by about 17, something like that. So I'm going to like the dog. But like I said, tons of respect for D'Antonio, and I think that by the end of the season, Michigan State is going to be a pretty good team.
Okay. Let's jump to Saturday and get about four from Saturday. Florida Atlantic, a game you talked about, versus number seven,
yeah.
Oklahoma. Oklahoma minus 21.
Yeah, I like Florida Atlantic. I think they show up here. I think they give Oklahoma a tough time. I think, like I said, new quarterback and, you know, Lincoln Riley, pretty good coach, but, not, you know, his second year, still, I'm sure he has everything in place that he wants, you know, for his own way. Yeah, I like Florida Atlantic. I think they hang in there with Oklahoma.
Okay, good deal. West Virginia, Tennessee. Tennessee, a 9.5-point favorite.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to go with Tennessee, and you know what? I don't think much of Tennessee. I think they're in for another really rough year. But you know that West Virginia defense. You know, man, I mean, they're the perfect Big 12 team. They don't play any defense at all, and I think the back door is going to be wide open. You know, I think Tennessee. You know, doubtful to win the game, but I think they probably sneak in and cover this one.
Okay. Of course, we've got to ask you, Alabama and Louisville. Alabama 24.5.
Well, you know, tough to get rich betting against Nick Saban. I don't know what to think of Louisville this year. I don't think they're all that great. You know, I guess I'd take Alabama with a gun to my head. I'm not crazy about it. I think the number's pretty high, but I'm not sure what Louisville has going for him this year. I think this looks like a win for Alabama, a pretty easy win for Bama.
All right, and you've already told us, and correct me if I'm wrong, you like Washington in the Washington-Auburn game.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I made the game pick 'em, so, I mean, you're cutting it pretty fine here, but Washington, you get anywhere from, like, 1.5 to 2.5 points, and, you know, just taking a little stab at that. If I was going to bet the game, I'd probably take them on the money line, just get a little bit of plus money in my pocket, but I think this game should be legitimately a pick. So if you can get a little plus on anything, that's probably worth taking the dog.
Okay. Sunday, Miami and LSU. Miami, a 3.5-point favorite.
Well, I like Miami. I think Mark Richt's really doing a lot of good things down there. And, you know, LSU, you know, boy, LSU, I think right now, we look at the end of the season, they might win 11 games, they might win 4 games. You know,
right.
I really don't know what to think about LSU, but I think Miami's going to be real, real good. If there's anybody in the ACC that's going to beat Clemson, I think it's going to be Miami. And like I said, I really like what Rick's doing down there. I think he's got the team pointed in the right direction. I think they're going to have a real good year. And LSU, I'm just not crazy about. And, you know, I'd have to take the favorite in that one.
Okay, last one, and we got to ask this one. Jeffrey Sullins, one of our faithful listeners, would get us if we didn't. Virginia Tech, Florida State minus 7.
Well, I think that number go way too high. You know, I think, you know, again, one of these new coaches for Florida State, They all sound great on the way in, and they don't always sound so great on the way out. And I think they're going to have to prove a little bit to me. Now, I'm saying that. I think Fuentes at Virginia Tech has done a real good job. I think they're going to be down a little bit this year from last year, but I think he's got the team pointed in the right direction. I think they're going to be a little bit disappointing to the Virginia Tech fans, but I do think they cover this game. I think this number's just gotten way too high. I think Florida State should have been about a 3-point favorite, not 7, 7.5.
Okay. Good deal. Ronnie, got anything?
I have not. He told me all I needed to know.
All right, Chris. Man, we really appreciate it, and I ran through those kind of fast. We've got a couple
y'all should
people.
Know that Jeffrey is watching on Facebook, and he wanted to announce that Auburn is going to walk all over Washington.
Oh, well, that's...
No, it's done then. Jeffrey, I like the way you think. That's all I can say. Yeah. Hey, Chris, we've got a lot of people asking about you before we came back on this year, if you were going to be back with us. So not only Ronnie and myself and Jay happy, but a lot
That's
of our
right.
listeners are happy that you're back with us, and we really appreciate the time you spend with us.
Well, it's my pleasure. I always told you guys I love spending this half hour with you guys. It's one of my favorite hours of the week. You guys crack me up, but you really know football too, and that makes it even better. So I always have a lot of fun.
That's not hard being from the state of Alabama. We got doctorates in football around here,
and we're still
I think you're born with those doctorates.
We are still planning a trip to Las Vegas, so keep the scouts out looking for us.
I told you, rooms are on me, boys.
All right.
You're gambling and drinking, you're on your own. The rooms are on me.
I wouldn't do any of that.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right, Chris. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend.
All right, you guys too. All
Thanks,
right.
Chris.
Always
Thanks.
A pleasure. See you next
you
week.
You got it, bud.
Bye-bye.
All right, Chris Andrews from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Buddy from Las Vegas wants us to come and spend some time there.
We need to go.
Rooms are free.
We need to go, Jay. Would you pay for the plane trip?
We'll talk about it.
All right. Sports Talk
that.
Live, 95.5. We're going to commercial break. Be right back. Stay with us.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Cullman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our Game of the Week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Cullman's Live 95. We are Cullman's independent radio. Right.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's independent radio.
All right, back with you. Sports Talk Live 95.5 in a hot Kullman. I guess it'd be late summer. Not fall.
Toasty autumn afternoon. Plenty of humidity.
We want to play "It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year" before we get off here, Jason. That's the football song that we always start with.
Maybe he'll when we leave out today, when the show's over, he'll play.
I've had it ready to go, and then I took VIP calls from important people, so just like y'all did.
There we go.
That's it.
There you go. It's not Christmas.
No, it's that first weekend, college football. Get the grill going. Get you some wings, some burgers, hot dogs, and then if you're at the game, do your tailgating at home.
Maybe a little thin ribeye or chuck eye steak.
Y'all excuse me while I go answer the bat phone.
Get the big screen going. Kick that recliner back.
It's all good.
Oh, man.
It's all
good. You don't beat that.
But Jason, sure, we've talked about this is a time where, college football kicks off, but also, it's a time where, high school football is kicking off, and we started to play last week, and I believe we got Jeffrey with us. So I believe every team last week, high school football were victorious. No, I'll take that back. Fairview lost because they played West Point. Everybody else was a winner last week, so congratulations to all our local teams, and we'll go over those games here in just a little bit.
You get to local yokels.
Some of those were by the skin of their footballs, too.
Yes, they were. Jeffrey.
I'm just full of it. Yeah.
Hey, Jeffrey. Not much. What about it, Seminole Nation?
Oh, not much. I got to take my annual shot at y'all.
Bring it.
I was watching that live video a while ago, and I thought the ceiling tile had fallen, a bunch of insulation falling, and I realized there's all that gray hair in
there. Yeah. Hey, what a mind you can see is gray, and what you can't see is bald.
How are you, Jeffrey?
I'm wonderful. How are y'all doing?
Fantastic, man. Hey, we know football season has just gotten started. Let me ask you, because I know where you were probably either last Thursday night. Give us just a tidbit of information about the Kullman game. I know they won a squeaker there with about 3 seconds to go through a touchdown pass.
By the
win
skin
it.
Of their footballs.
By the skin of their footballs, that's right.
not cutting that and using it in a promo. Just not going to do it.
Tell us a little bit about it, Jeffrey. No joke.
I'll be honest with you. It's probably, and I ain't saying it because my son plays, if I say I will, but I'm not.
Yeah.
It was probably one of the best high school games I've seen in a long time. I mean, it was going back and forth. It was 7-0 at the end of the first, and then Kullman rattled off 21 points in the second quarter to take a halftime lead of 21-14. And then it just, third quarter was a little bit, back and forth, good defensive plays and everything like that. And like you said, they missed, Jasper missed an extra point, made it 27-21, and then Kullman went down with help of a couple flags and threw a corner fade route and hit the guy for a back of the end zone touchdown with 3.8 to go. It was pretty intense. Yeah.
Those kind of plays make great coaches, don't they?
Oh, they do. And if you don't make those plays, it makes great coaches in the stands because everybody has something to say
Absolutely.
About it.
Absolutely. It's a fine line between being a great coach and being an absolute buffoon.
You're exactly right.
Hey, tell us something about Florida State, because you know more about them than either one of us sitting here, that's for sure.
Well, they, the coach, like he said a while ago, the coach is saying all the right things. He brought a completely different attitude than it was when John James was there. I won't call him by his dorky name, but it's a completely different attitude. I mean, the kids are excited. They're ready to play. They're fired up. He's made a lot of changes on how they practice. He's brought he brings Bobby in every now and then to speak to the team, which that's something Fisher never did. Right. He's even brought Mickey Andrews back as a kind of a, it's not an assistant coach, but he has a role there where he's there at practices and stuff. And I mean, it's just a lot of the old players are returning back to campus, yeah, and hanging out with players and you know, watching practice and stuff like that.
That's important.
We'll see Monday night, but it's a completely different attitude out of there.
How many games can they win this year, legitimately?
Legitimately, I would be happy with 8.
Yeah.
I think they can go 8, maybe 9-3. Yeah. But in the 3 losses, I think they'll be really, really close.
Yeah.
They can beat Miami. They can beat Clemson, because last year both Clemson and Miami games were close, and we now know that Jimbo was pretty much checked out.
Right.
The whole year after the Alabama game. There's some things came out that he was completely checked out. He was ready to go, so he really didn't help.
Well, Jeffrey, let's tell the world about it, because I don't know what you're talking about here. I may have been asleep and missed all this, but what exactly are you talking about, him being checked out?
Well, everybody knows he's entertained a job offer from somebody every year that Florida State how he's got his money back from, it's how he's got raises from the thing. You know, LSU's entertained him 2 or 3 times. Actually, LSU was about to announce him, and they had that big deal come out where they had a bunch of money, you know, supposed to swap hands. And from my understanding, according to some of the people that know, he had already talked to A&M about the job in early October.
Hmm.
And he quit recruiting about mid-October. He couldn't call recruits, wouldn't talk to them. There was at one point, Rick Trickett, the offensive line coach, walked out of practice halfway through practice.
Wow!
You know, and he wasn't in it. He was just, you know,
he's leaving. He knew.
Was it lame duck? He was a lame duck, basically. Yeah. You know, he knew he was leaving. He knew he was leaving at the end of the year, and he just didn't care.
Right. And there's no reason they can't compete for national championships year in and year out, simply because of the tremendous amount of talent that's in Florida. But now you got a lot of good football programs in Florida, and you know, Alabama recruits a lot of kids out of Florida. Auburn gets them out of Florida. You know, everybody tries to get kids out of Florida. So, boy, that is a hotbed. You better be really solid and a really good name and a good coach if you want to compete in Florida, because there's too many good ones down there now.
When the Tigers came in, and he's done a real good job on recruiting. I mean, he basically salvaged what was left of what Jimbo had done. I think when he took over the job, I think Florida State was about 62nd in recruiting, 52nd, 58, somewhere along there.
Well, that's bad.
And I think they finished out 11th, I believe, according to 247, I believe. And for him to turn it around in a matter of, you know, just a few weeks, that much, was a huge big deal. And I think right now for the 19 class, I think they set somewhere in the top 6, I believe, 7 or 6.
Yeah.
And I figure if he goes out and puts some wins in the win column, some games he's not supposed to win, and he wins them, I'm pretty sure he can even improve that as far as recruiting is concerned.
Right. I guess, Jeffrey, it'd be safe to say in-state, his biggest competitor would be, would it be Florida, University of Florida with Dan Mullen, or would it be, you know, University of Miami with Mark Richt? Which one is the bigger, if not both?
I believe right now his biggest competition would be Miami due to the fact that they're recent success. You know, Mullen goes in there and has a good year or two,
yeah,
he'll be right back there in the mix because of, you know, the brand.
Right.
But right now I believe Rick's his biggest competitor as far as recruiting in the state of Florida, you know, as far as Florida team's concerned. And at this point right now, Florida's not been good for so many years.
Yeah.
You know, I know they've won the East 2 years in a row, but
they
wasn't a national brand. Right now, I don't even know if Florida is third in the recruiting. I'd have to go look. I mean, because Florida right now is a tough brand to sell.
Sure.
And that's what the big wigs want to do when they hired Mullen, is change that whole outlook of how Florida's viewed.
Yeah. I'm still not, you know, I'm still not completely sold that Mullen is going to get out of Florida what Florida wants gotten from Dan Mullen.
I've not been a big fan any of the time.
I'm not convinced either.
I mean, it's sure he did more than what most people do, but more than what anybody's ever done at Mississippi State.
I agree. He did a great job there.
You know, there's several coaches. I can't think of any off the name because I'm not very good at names. But there's several coaches that did real good at places that wasn't supposed to do good, and then when they got a chance to do somewhere where they should do good, and they couldn't do anything.
That's right.
You know, Charlie Strong, right? Best one right there.
That's right.
He did real good at, was it South Florida?
Yep.
And he went to Texas and couldn't do nothing.
Right.
I mean, you know.
And you see that quite often. You take those, you know, not those upper tier programs, but, you know, good solid programs, and some coaches, you know, they do a truly fantastic job there with what they have. But they can't turn the corner and move into a national power team and be a contender year in and year out. And I'm not so sure that Mullen can do that at Florida, because I mean, I think he did a fine job at Mississippi State, but Mississippi State's expectations, you know, you just have to say they're different than the University of Florida's expectations.
Exactly. Mississippi State's expectations is, you know, they're happy with 8, 9, maybe 10 wins a year. Where Florida wants to not only go and compete in the SEC championship, they want to win it and go play for the national title.
Right.
And, you know, that's a, he's got to be that uphill climb. Not saying that he can't do it, but I'm like y'all, I'm like both of y'all, I'm not convinced that he can do it.
Hey, Jeffrey, give us your predictions for this weekend, and then we've got to hit some high school info here. Give us the big three. We'll call it the big three, the Auburn, Washington, Alabama, and Louisville, and then we'll go with your Seminoles. And might as well throw LSU in there.
I'll start with the Alabama one. Cause
we're going to write it down. We'll see who comes out closer when we come back next week.
I don't believe Louisville could have beat Alabama with a Heisman Trophy quarterback.
No.
I definitely don't think they can beat him without it. I don't think.
Give us a score.
I think Alabama throttles them by luck. If Saban turns it off, I still think they score about 42. And Louisville will be lucky to score 14.
42-14.
And then, so we've got Auburn, Washington, right?
Yeah, Auburn, Washington.
Okay, I think Auburn throttle Washington. I don't think Washington's as good as they've been in the past. And you've seen what Alabama did to them 3 years ago. I don't think they can play with Auburn's defense. I think Auburn's going to beat them probably 28-17.
All right, I like that.
Everybody goes, well, that ain't a throttle, but when you're talking about two top eight teams, I consider that a throttle.
Yeah. 11-point win against two, you know, you got one ranked 6 preseason, the other one sometime either 9 or 10. You beat somebody like that 11 on a neutral field, that's a pretty good butt whipping.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Give us the Sunday night game.
I guess you want me to do the Florida State Virginia game?
Yeah, then we're going to go Sunday and then Monday.
Oh, Sunday, LSU and Miami?
Right.
I think it's going to be a closer game than what everybody thinks. But I think Miami, I don't know, Rick, sometimes he can drop the ball on me. I can't pick Miami. I can't. I'm going to go with LSU. LSU's going to beat them 21-17.
Is that just because of your blood, or is that your true thought?
I don't like Miami. I don't like anything about
That's
Miami.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm against South Carolina.
I really like Miami in this one. I like them to cover the points for you.
Yeah, they'll probably win. I just can't pick them.
I understand.
Did he give us a score on that one?
Give us a score, Jeffrey, LSU.
I gave it 21-17.
All right. Monday night. We're on Labor Day now. We're all kicked back. Our bellies are full. We've turned on the TV. The Seminole Nation is doing that goofy chant. What's the score, Jeffrey?
They're rolling out the all-black uniforms and different helmets today. Monday night. They're going all-black. They're retiring Peter Warrick's number. I think it's going to be an emotional night. I think they're going to beat them about 33-24.
Fair enough, Jeffrey.
All right, Jeffrey, we gotta hit some local yokels, and then we're already past our break time, Jay will make
it
up.
Hey, paying bills, I get it.
That's it. Hey, thanks for calling, Jeffrey. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, y'all have a good night.
You
thanks,
too.
Jeffrey. See you, bud.
All right, bye.
All right, it's break time. When we come back, we'll do the local scene. And don't forget, 5:30, Mr. Rex Chambers will be on Talk a Little Fishing. Sports Talk Live 95.5. We'll be right back.
Coleman Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
This is Dylan Deemer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a review of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time to check in on our regional news from the Alabama Radio Network.
From the ARN News Center, I'm Derek Scudder. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office is looking for deputies. Applicants must be 21 at the time of hiring, have a high school diploma, and be an American citizen. Captain Jay Fondren says it's a great place to serve as a law enforcement officer.
Building a relationship with the community that we serve, that's important to us.
The sheriff's office is testing applicants each Friday until November. The right to life of the unborn, opposition to Common Core education standards, and standing for the national anthem are included in a platform adopted by the Alabama Republican Party. Photo voter ID, charter schools, and individual rights to bear firearms are also listed among the 17 points in the platform. It's the first time the state party has adopted a platform. Police investigating the disturbance of protected sea turtle eggs on a Gulf Shores beach have released video showing a woman they want to locate. It appears one of four people in the video is holding what could be sea turtle eggs. This is the Alabama Radio Network. Alabama Power is offering the Smart Lake app. Spokesperson Katie Bolden says some 50,000 people have already downloaded it. The app offers lake levels, weather forecasts, the best spots to fish, and you can control your lake house smart thermostat.
That's one thing that we're really excited to offer customers, is that instead of, you know, having to use several different apps, is that we feel like this is the one-stop shop for all of our customers to really enhance their lake experience.
Officials say their lakes pages were the second most visited pages on their entire website. Members of the United Steelworkers plan a nationwide rally and march for fair treatment tomorrow as part of a day of action to prepare for the expiration of a contract agreement on September 1st. The USW Local 1013 in Fairfield will hold a demonstration at their union hall. Airbnb will start collecting another lodging tax in Birmingham within the next month. The city council has approved an agreement allowing the short-term rental website to collect the city's 6.5% tax on rentals. I'm Derek Scudder, ARN News.
This is A Minute with Paul DeMarco. Your quick look at Alabama politics. The state of Nebraska recently became the first in the nation to use the drug fentanyl as part of a death penalty execution. States around the country have had trouble finding drugs to use in executions because of opposition from the companies that produce the drugs. These companies have been pressured by death penalty opponents to deny access to these drugs for use by state governments. Other states around the country are now looking at alternatives to lethal injection, such as Tennessee, who can use the electric chair, and Utah, which approved firing squads. Alabama has gone a different direction, and while lethal injection is still the primary method of execution in the state, the Alabama legislature passed a bill that the governor signed into law this year that allows for nitrogen gas to be used to execute if the drugs used for lethal injection are unavailable or their use ruled unconstitutional. Look for other states to follow Alabama's lead as drug companies and death penalty opponents continue to put up roadblocks for the drugs used in lethal injection. This has been A Minute with Paul DeMarco.
In money news, the nation's economy is finding a higher gear. Today's second estimate of GDP for the second quarter is an annualized rate of 4.2%. That's the strongest performance in nearly 4 years, and a tenth better than the first quarter's 4.1% advance and the fastest growth since the third quarter of 2014. Mortgage applications are down again after a brief rise. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports total applications fell 1.7% last week despite a dip in interest rates. Applications to refinance existing loans fell 3% last week. Refis are sensitive to interest rate moves. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate loan is down 2 basis points to 4.78%. That's the lowest in a month. Las Vegas is now the hottest housing market in America. The latest Case-Shiller Home Price Index shows prices in Vegas are 13% higher than they were a year ago. That's tops in the country, and it ends Seattle's 21-month run as the nation's hottest housing market. I'm Derek Scudder. This is the Alabama Radio Network.
Welcome back once again to the Skin of the Football Show with your hosts Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes. And
One's going to go down.
That's a classic, right?
You've got to cut that one in on some promotional.
We need T-shirts.
Oh yeah,
some emotional something.
Hats, pins, stickers.
Sports Talk Live by the Skin of Your Footballs.
speaking of footballs, Jason, you know, we mentioned a little bit earlier, not only is it college football season, it's also high school football season. Everybody's kicking it off. I don't think there's any games tonight. Everybody's playing tomorrow night, and I'll go through that schedule in just a minute. But all of our teams last week, with the exception of Fairview, came out with a victory. And then the reason Fairview played West Point, so somebody from the county had to lose a game. So, let me encourage everyone to please go out and support your local community, your local teams. All games start at 7 o'clock. Go out and support them. The kids certainly appreciate it when large crowds are there, and cheerleaders do, and band does, and it's so much better a lot of people. A
lot more fun for everybody.
Yeah, when a lot of people get involved, you know, they're hollering and screaming and carrying on and enjoying the game. And just hopefully everybody keeps in perspective that, hey, you know, it's competitive and all those things, but it's still, at the end of the day, it is just a football game. So, but we certainly want to encourage you to go out and support your local team. So, Jason, real quickly, I'll go over those teams and where they play this week. Coming, they play Mortimer Jordan at home.
Hey, we're going to pick our winners like we've been doing, or
we do that at the end. Yeah. Cold Springs, they are playing at home against Berry. Fairview will be playing at home against Hansville. That'll be two county teams. Good Hope will be playing Priceville. Holly Pond will be playing Ider. Ider being up in DeKalb County on the upper end of Sand Mountain. Vimont will be playing Fauntville at home. And West Point will be playing home against Arab. So those are the local games, Jason, that will be played tomorrow night.
There's another change to your contract this year that I forgot to mention to you at the beginning of the show.
Oh.
So your pay is going to be tied to your picks. So if you're 40% right, you'll get 40% of your pay. And if you're 80% right, you'll get 80% of your pay.
Oh, okay. That's good to know going in.
No pressure.
No pressure whatsoever. None. So
if we get any money, it'll be by the skin of our footballs.
Oh, man. So anyway, tomorrow night, kick it off at 7 o'clock in each one of those stadiums. So go out and support your local teams. But, Jason, you know, it's not just football that's going on right now either. For the girls, you know, it's big time for season. That's right, volleyball. And I'll tell you, and I think you do too, I like volleyball.
Oh, yeah.
I like to watch good volleyball. I like to see good volleyball. So there's plenty of volleyball going on around the county. So please, you know, go check out some of those matches. Some of them, you know, when they play tri matches with three different schools, you have plenty of time to get there. Yeah. Even if you don't get off work till 6 o'clock, you can still make plenty of the volleyball matches. So the volleyball for the girls is going on right now, and in a kind of a co-ed, I guess, sport, we would say. Something that Jason has gotten really big the last few years is cross country. Cross country is really blown up over this area. Cold Springs and St. Bernard, and I know they have facilities or places that they host those cross country events, and you know, schools come from really all over North Alabama to participate in those. So that's what else is going on locally is cross, besides volleyball and football, is you have cross country. So surely there's something for everyone to go and you know, support their local high schools, because you know they certainly need your. They need your talents if you can volunteer, but you know, to put it plainly, they also need your dollar bills if you pay to get in.
Right.
So that's just the
way
that works.
How much is a football game now?
I think they're $6, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Good thing about that though is only once a week. Where in basketball,
that's right,
you get 3-4 nights a week.
That's right. So yeah, basketball is much more challenging as far as time constraints and those kind of things. So, but I think admission is, you know, it's $5-6, something like that, for a football game. So go out and support the local team.
Hey, this is something you might can shed some light on. And I've heard different versions of this. You go to some schools, and I'm not going to necessarily say which ones are right,
sure,
which ones are wrong, but you go to some schools and they charge you to park. You go to some schools, they don't charge you to park.
Yeah, that's up to – go ahead.
All right. Is it true that if they charge you to park, they're responsible for damage to your vehicle?
No.
Okay, now then why do some places charge and some don't?
For the money.
Well, yeah, but, I mean...
Most places now charge to park. Here's what a lot of them do with that. Let's say, many times, not always, but I'm just going to throw one out to you. Sometimes your spring sports, they don't generate a lot of income. A lot more goes out than is able to come in. That's just the nature of it. So a lot of times the schools will give, say, either the baseball team or the softball team or the track team the proceeds from, you know, what they take in from parking. And that will get them, a lot of it, will get them through their season in their expenses. Because, you know, they have to pay for the umpires and all those kind of things. And a lot of the time you don't take in enough gate money to pay for the umpires, so the school ends up having to eat that cost. So that's you know, plain,
right,
as simple as I put it, it's a cost effective measure that keeps the school from you know, going in a hole. But it's up to each individual school whether they do it, whether they don't do it, and it's up to each individual school what they charge. Some may charge you $3, some may charge you $5, or whatever the case may be. But it's simply it's a moneymaker, and sometimes, you know, sometimes it goes to the band.
Now,
it's whatever they determine.
Is it true, I can't see anyone doing this, but is it true that it's donation only? You don't have to pay.
That's exactly right. It is donation only. Nobody can make you pay. You can just say, no, I'm not paying, and you go in and park just like, you know, if you'd given them a $10 bill.
Right.
So, no, it is
but
not
when
a
you
requirement.
Come back, you will have a scratch.
They may have towed it away, but it is strictly a donation. You know, they can't charge you to pay.
Yeah. All right. What are we on to now, Ronnie? You've got us outlined there, so keep us going.
Well, you know, again, what I was first talking about, you know, was our high school sports and, you know, what's going on with those. But we can let's transition into Jason and talk a little bit about we got 10 or 15 minutes and then we'll have Rex on with us. What's been, you know, hot in the sporting world as of late, and that has been the situation that has taken place with the Ohio State Buckeyes and with Urban Meyer. So, you know, none of that is for those folks listening. Everybody that's a sports fan has heard, you know, the situation that's taken place there with, you know, Urban Meyer and his former employee who, you know, maybe I use the wrong word, supposedly was abusive to his wife, and, you know, Urban Meyer was knew about it, didn't know about it, whatever the case may be. So, and then was subsequently suspended for the first three football games this year. So Jason, you know, you've heard about it. Do you have an opinion on it? Do you have a take on it? Because, you know, your opinion is as valuable as, you know, any of the guys on ESPN. So,
well, I've really got two opinions.
And put aside that you're like me. I'm not a big fan of Urban. Right.
And not at all. First, let me say, it doesn't take much of a man to hit on a woman.
I agree.
That is the low of the low in my book. You hit on a woman and kids, and you're the scum of the earth, my opinion.
Right.
But then, I don't know where Urban's place comes in there. I mean, you have an employee, you get into a lot of legal mumbo jumbo, we'll call it, if you pull the wrong trigger in that situation.
I agree.
So, while I don't think Urban was right in any stretch of imagination, I don't know that he was as wrong as he's made out to be, because he kind of had to watch his step.
On either way, you know, there's, and it's just the culture that we live in right now, because nobody condones that, none whatsoever. But, you know, when it really comes down to it, is what did Urban really know? Did he know? How much did he know?
Right.
And, you know, and it's been pretty clear, and even he said himself, he wasn't truthful. He wasn't truthful with the media when they asked him that, because he wasn't prepared for that. So he offers up the answer that probably any of the rest of us would offer up that would make it the best possible for us. Now, did it blow up? Did it blow up in his face? Yeah, it did. But I'm not sitting here saying how much he knew, how little he knew. If he knew all this was going on, if this was truly going on, and he knew that it was going on, you know, should he be held in some way accountable? There is no way that you can't say no.
Right.
He should not be held accountable.
But then what should he have done? Because of, I mean, if you start telling this stuff and you're not 100%, then you could find yourself in a lawsuit that would never end.
Yeah, here. Well, his way out, I believe, would have been, all he does is he passes that on to the chain of command up above. He tells his AD, hey, here's what I've heard. Here's what may be possibly going on. You do with it what you want to. If he had done that, then it's off his plate.
Right.
But if he, you know, if he takes those notes, if we'll say, and he stashes those away in his desk drawer and he closes them and he deletes his text and his emails, it makes him look guilty. Whether he's guilty or not.
It sounds a lot like Penn State, except Penn State, of course, a whole different game.
That's right.
But a lot of people probably knew that didn't come forward. And
But the easy, if you want to say the easy way out for him would have just gone to his AD and say, here's what supposedly is taking place. Where it was difficult for him was the close tie he had with Earl Bruce, who was the grandfather of Zach Smith. That's where it gets dicey, in the fact that did he kind of just sweep this under the rug and hope it would go away? I don't know. Only he knows the answer to that.
Ronnie, while we're talking about that, what about the assistant coach at, I think it's Wake Forest, that hit the guy?
Hit the guy.
And he falls, hits his head on concrete, ends up dying.
That's right.
and then he leaves the scene.
That's
well,
right.
He actually propped him up so he wouldn't drown on his own blood.
Right.
But then he left the scene, the guy dies.
Yeah, I think he's in a world of hurt.
Yeah, he needs to be.
You know, I mean, I think he's going to pay a dear price. It's going to be a lot more than just his job.
Yeah.
Did you, get back to Urban, when this all kind of first blew up, did it ever cross your mind, did you ever think, and I heard some of the folks on, you know, some of the networks thought, oh, this is it, this is going to get Urban's job. Did you ever
view it? No.
I didn't either. Mm-hmm. Never once did I think this is going to... This
not
is going
even
to
close.
No. Now, if you take, you know, Joe Blow, whomever, you know, that's still, we'll say Ohio State, but certainly not an Urban Meyer and hasn't done the things that Urban Meyer has as far as, you know, winning football games, would that be an easy out to get rid of him?
Yeah.
The coach, probably so. But I never once felt like that was going to cost Urban Meyer his job.
The only way that would cost Urban his job is if Urban had been the one doing it.
That's exactly right. So, you know, I think it turned out about like most people probably thought it was going to. Slap on the hand. You know, he'd still go to practice.
I think where Urban really goofed is not being sincere when he come to the media.
Was that
after
not?
The
that
concert.
Was awful.
Yeah, that was terrible.
That was atrocious. That whoever wrote that statement for him, because, you know, he didn't write
right.
it. I mean, there was no sincerity. There was no contrite, hey, I've screwed up. You know,
yeah, did
I'm
not even mention the lady's name.
No,
nothing.
She didn't exist.
Mm.
And then he tried to crawfish the next day, you know, and make it better. And, you know, even though the words might have been better, the damage was already
done.
People
wonder why he is not liked by so many.
I don't know, but exactly. He's not very popular, you know. But it seems to me, to a lot of us, that not real big fans. In his own mind, he is... You know, he's the greatest gift to college football.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, this is a black eye on him. This is a tarnish that's going to follow him for the rest of his days. And if nothing else happened, he got his legs cut out from under him, even though it's, you know, it's three games. But,
and honestly,
it's not
going to
change any difference.
No. And the coaches are needed during practice. Game day. They're just a figure on the side.
Absolutely. I mean, once you kick it off, pretty much, or in basketball, you tip it off, it's in those kids' hands.
Right.
You know, they gotta make the plays. They gotta do the things that you worked on during the week. You're not gonna go over there like we played football in the backyard. Hey, I'm gonna drop this play and we run this and score a touchdown. It doesn't work that way on, you know, if you're playing football on Saturday, or you're playing basketball on Tuesdays and Fridays, if it's varsity. You can only expect them to do what you've worked on during the week.
That's it.
You can't call time out and draw something up.
No, you can't be. You need to be the bottle cap.
Exactly.
Now, you're
going to
go down here?
Exactly. So, you know, they take over once the game. Once the game starts, those kids take over. So, it's not going to make any difference in wins and losses for Ohio State. And we all know, look, football season's here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Football season's here. When they kick it off, right, wrong, or indifferent, Urban Meyer and the Ohio State situation is going to go away because it's going to come down to winning football games and losing football games. That's going to be the talk.
Hey, and folks, if you're listening in right now at 5:22, Rex Chambers joins us at 5:30. When Rex is finished up, Ruddy and I will give predictions for the year. We'll have our Final Four teams. We'll have our championship teams.
That's right.
All the predictions we'll give at the end, and then at the end of this season, we'll look back, and whoever wins a state.
That's
from
right.
the other.
That's
the state
it.
Count starts today.
State count starts today. So, We'll see how that goes out. But you're giving plenty of people plenty of notice.
Right.
You know, we've had problems with people on the highways and us giving prediction. They're trying to get their pens and papers or their phones out and take some notes. And we just ask you pull
right.
over. You know,
the
to a safe
Alabama
area.
State Trooper's office called this evening and asked that we give a notice.
Yeah. Public service announcement.
Yeah, yeah. And they've got signs flashing on 65 now. You know, if you're going
like, to it's not a construction
over.
Zone.
No.
It's a
I think it says
Sports Talk Live,
right.
though. Yeah.
If you're listening to Sports Talk Live,
yeah.
please pull to the side of the road to make notes.
Exactly. And we'll do it as quick as we can because we don't want to hold up any emergency personnel or anything like that. Never be our intent.
The Vimata Airport shuts down during our predictions.
You know, I hadn't thought about that. That is pretty.
Yeah.
That's pretty severe there.
That's scary. Planes coming in.
Absolutely.
And they'll be listening.
So. Yeah.
Y'all just don't cause any more traffic jams on 65. You know, we got enough of those already. So.
That's it.
Boy, we do that from the 157 exit down to 292. Uh-huh. Have you ever in your life seen so many wrecks?
No.
What is the deal with that section of road?
I try to stay off the interstate now.
Wow. I'm telling you, it is. There's something. There's a jinx there or something.
So, all right.
All right, Jay, you want to catch another break before we get Rhett's and the music playing? That means it's a yes.
That's the answer.
Take us to the break, right?
That's right. Stay with us for Sports Talk Live. And Mr. Rex Chambers, our local fishing guru, will give us a call at 5:30. So hang around. Sports Talk Live, 95.5 coming.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colvin County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617. 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage. In MLS number 338177. Equal housing lender.
Odin's Auto Glass offers professional and reliable service. With over 30 years of experience, Odin's Auto Glass guarantees your satisfaction. From auto and truck glass to the glass in your big rig, Odin's Auto Glass has you covered. Odin's Auto Glass welcomes insurance claims and is an authorized Safe Life Auto Glass installer. Odin's Auto Glass is located on Highway 31 in Coleman, just north of Highway 157. 734-2800, it's Odin's Auto Glass.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
This is Dylan Deamer, the voice of Friday Night Live, inviting you to tune in every Tuesday night for my new show, Prep Sports Live. Each Tuesday, tune in for a wrap-up of all last week's action, a preview of the upcoming week, as well as a breakdown of the latest sports news from around Coleman County, as well as interviews. And tune in to hear the announcement of our game of the week. Join us every Tuesday from 5 to 6 on Coleman's Live 95. We are Coleman's independent radio.
Wow, I thought we were going to blast off there.
I almost don't know what y'all are doing to my radio station.
Oh,
this show on Tuesday, they've got me playing heavy metal for their bumper music.
I didn't get that right.
I'm just here, you know. I do what y'all tell me to do.
Yeah, buddy. I hear you. I think I also, Jason, I think I hear the phone ring, and if that be the case, I know who that may be.
It could be the president.
It would be the president.
That's probably not.
He called Rick and Bubba. Why couldn't he call us?
That's right.
You need to line that one up.
He would probably do it.
Yeah, Rex is on the phone.
Yeah. Hey, Rex, how are you, man?
What's up? What's going on, Brian?
Another day in paradise. What about you?
Hey, no complaints.
I hear you. All right, first thing I got to know is what did you shoot today?
77.
Dang. That's a pretty solid score there, Rex.
Home course.
But for a man playing every day, because I see you out there just about every time I'm out there.
This time of year, I'm out there almost every day.
it's a little too toasty to get in the boat and go fishing, huh?
It is. That's my July and August is my vacation time.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of off the water majority of the day, so I hit the golf course.
I got you. So you're playing quite often, most days of the week.
Most days, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I'm looking for a partner tomorrow.
So. Oh, are you? Okay. sometimes I have a partner. Sometimes I'm by myself. So, you know, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go one way or another. So, but, hey, Rex, and like you said, I know you've kind of been on vacation and those kind of things. Kind of tell us, and I know you're big, big into the Alabama Bass Trail. And I know we ask you this every year, but tell us where that is right now, what's going on with it, any changes, any additions?
Well, the registration opened up about 2 weeks ago for the public. We have like a 2-week grace period for the people that fished the previous season to get in, and then after that it's open up for everybody that didn't fish last year or whatever, or people that changed partners. The South Division filled up in less than 24 hours.
Wow.
225 plus boats.
Wow.
And the North Division, I think, has less and 10 spots left before it builds up right now.
Are there the same amount of spots north, south, or are there more?
Yeah, 225 boats per division. And like I said, the south filled up quick, and the north, if it's not full, I haven't checked the last 2 days.
Yeah.
If it's not full, it's right at it.
Wow. Does the south normally fill up before the north? And if so, why? Is it just a bigger area that it encompasses?
Well, because the south guys don't have the amount of tournaments down their way that we do up here on Gunnersville, Wheeler, Pitwick.
Okay.
I mean, we're saturated with tournaments, you know, Smith Lake, Gunnersville, Wheeler.
Right.
And Pitwick and Wilson gets a lot too. So they don't have as much to choose from, so they get in a trail really quick. And plus, I don't want to make nobody mad, but
yeah,
the south guys are hardcore. I mean, they are lots of sticks, lots of really good anglers.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if you want to prove your worth, you go fish the South Division of ABT.
I see. You find out where you stand?
You find out whether you're whether you can carry the mail or not when you're fishing that South Division.
I got you. Now, in years past, I think you fished both. Is that what you're still doing?
I've fished both ever since day one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how many years is that trail? How many years has it been going on?
I think this will be our sixth season.
Sixth season. Do you know how many boats, say year one, how many boats there were as compared to now? You probably don't.
Well, when it first started, I think we were doing 150.
150 for each?
For each division, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I think it was 150. It might have been 200.
Uh-huh.
But then we bumped up. I know we ended up at 200, and those filled up, and so now we're at 225.
Wow. Do you just,
I actually look for 2020 going to 250 probably.
Okay, I was going to ask you, is there any limit to where they will cap it and say, look, we just can't, I mean...
I actually see them going to 250, but no, not over that. Because let me tell you, you get 225, 250 boats at one round.
Yeah,
it is a headache.
I was gonna say, where you put them, you know?
Yeah, the only problem we have really is when we go to Jordan.
Yeah,
and because it's so small and their facilities are small, we have to split it to two rounds.
Oh, okay.
Now everybody takes off in the same round.
Hang on, I got people calling me, must be listening. Anyway, they'll go away. But we split it up. When we go down to Lake Jordan, we split it up. Half the field launches from the upper ramp, what they call it, half the field launches from the lower ramp where the weigh-in is. But everybody has to go to the lower ramp for the blast-offs.
Right.
And the weigh-in. So it's a little bit of a headache with that many boats, but it's not too bad.
Yeah. Now, Rex, what are the stipulations or what are the guidelines? You know, if you fish so many tournaments, you can get into the Classic, and if the Classic winner gets to do what or earns what?
Well, last year and this year, you had to make the top 75 in points to qualify for the Classic. Now, amongst that top 75, they also have a few spots for high school teams, a few spots for husband and wife teams.
Oh, okay.
A couple of spots for college teams. And I think this year, if I'm not mistaken, we have like 25 teams in the north as high school teams.
25? Wow.
Yeah, I think 25. And in the first year, I think we had like four.
Goodness. Well, you know, the high school fishing teams have exploded, Rex, over the last few years.
High school fishing is absolutely, it is a dumpster fire. It is unreal. Yeah. It's an amount of people doing high school fishing right now. We just did this past weekend, we did a first annual anglers camp for the Tennessee BASS Federation high school kids.
Wow.
And we had 14 kids for 2 days amongst seven guides. There was some full-time guides, a couple of full-time pros, and we had a two-day deal with them, and it was great. You know, it wasn't just guide trips; it was a on-the-water learning experience. They had their questionnaires filled out.
Right.
They had all these questions written down that they wanted to ask us, and it was a really good deal. I really enjoyed it. I think us guides enjoy it more than the more than the kids did.
Sure.
But, it was a good deal. But anyway, the high school fishing. And finally, this is, I think, the first year coming up where Alabama has divided their high school in like a north and a south. Because they've been having 300 to 400 boats per tournament.
Good. Wow. That's fantastic.
That's a lot of high school kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I assume...
A lot of mamas and daddies running boats.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, do you have some girls that are fishing that as well?
There's lots.
Lots of girls. Good.
Lots of girls. Yeah.
Fantastic. But like I say, it has exploded the last few years.
And
I mean,
it has, and I tell you what, the sports, high school sports, is just suffering from it. There's lots of these kids that are quitting football, baseball, and basketball.
I agree. You're exactly right.
Yeah, just recently I had a father-son trip, and we were on Smith, and I looked at him, and I told the kid he's 12, or he's 13 years old.
Uh-huh.
I said, you know, like you play baseball. He said, well, I did. He said, but I quit to fish. And I seen this kind of scowl on his daddy's face.
Uh-huh.
And I looked over at him, I said, you ain't happy about that? And he said, I'm the baseball coach.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, that would be hard to swallow right there now.
But, and then, hey, I had a young man this past weekend during that Tennessee deal. I mean, he was a junior. He was 6'3". He was 225 pounds. I mean, he was a high school coach's dream.
Wow.
And he quit football to fish.
He just wanted to fish. Wow. Like I say, and I've already said, it has exploded. I mean, I've been retired 7 years, and there was no such thing as a high school fishing team even back, you know, seven years ago.
I loved it when I was in school. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely.
I've not been a big proponent of high school fishing because I simply don't think it's run correctly.
Uh-huh.
I think it could be way better than it is. But it is getting a lot of kids on the water.
It's a starting point. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's there now. It's not going away. We got to learn to live with it and make it better.
Right, exactly. Hey, speaking of the Alabama Bass Trail, when will you guys start wetting the line with that?
Well, now, we're not even done with this season.
Oh, this season's still going?
We've still got one tournament left in the north that was supposed to have been in February.
Okay.
But we got flooded on Pitwick.
Okay.
So we got a tournament left in the north. I think it's the third weekend in September.
Are you fishing it?
Now, I'll be in it. And then the second weekend in September is the Alabama Bass Trail Open on Smith Lake. And it was open to any team that wanted to fish. It's separate from the trail.
Okay.
And they did it just to bring some people in that don't fish the trail and let them see how it's ran and see what a great way in and everything that happens.
Yeah.
And it's on Smith Lake, I think the 9th or something like that. Yeah, the 9th, whatever that Saturday is of that week.
Right.
So,
okay.
And the registration's already done with it. The registration closed just a couple of days ago. I don't think it's going to be a full field, but I think we pushed 200 boats, like 170, 180.
Okay.
I think they were going to do 200 or 250, but didn't get that many in it. It's $15,000 first place. So,
that'll get some attention.
Yeah, I thought it would get more attention than it did. But and we fell on a weekend where there's a BASS Open, there's a couple of BFL 2 days.
Right.
You know, had a lot of people that already had prior commitments to it. But it'll still be a great tournament, and it's guaranteed money, and it's going to play, I think, 50 places. So it'll be a good deal.
I got you. Okay. Now, speaking of getting on to next year's Alabama Bass Trail, when will that start?
It'll start first weekend in February.
Okay.
Next year's championship will be on Gunnersville in October.
Okay.
This year's championship is going to be on Neely Henry in October.
Okay. You have to qualify to get in the class, and I think I remember you said the top 70, was that right?
It's top 75 from each division, plus, that makes 150 boats.
Right.
And plus, they do another 50 boats. They do the, like I said, husband, wife, high school, and college.
Okay, I got you. Now, winner of that, what's the grand prize, if you the classic winner?
The championship winner gets a brand new Phoenix boat Mercury Marine outboard package.
Worth 65?
Worth a little over $60,000, okay. $60,000 to $70,000. It's a very nice boat. It's just a step under what I run daily, but it is a super nice boat.
Wow. Okay. Fantastic. Hey, Rex, I know you got to go, you got things to do, but real quickly, tell me the difference, and you called some of them out while the you said, was it BFL?
Yeah, BFL is the FLW Minor League.
Okay, and then you have the thing I see sometimes on TV, the Major League Fishing.
That's two totally different animals.
Yeah, exactly.
The BFL is for the weekend angler.
Okay.
Has boaters and no boaters. They're paired. They're not team tournaments.
Right.
It's more or less a pro am, but the boaters aren't really professional. They're just boaters.
Okay? I got you. Okay, that's BFL.
It's a couple $100 entry fee. They fish divisions. There's like 60 or 70 divisions around the country to get in.
Okay. Okay.
It's a really, really good deal. It don't pay a lot of money, but you're fishing toward a goal.
Toward a goal. Okay.
You fish to make the championship, to make the 2 day regionals and all that. But now the Major League Fishing, that's a horse of a different hue.
Okay. That's
Major League Fishing is by invitation only. It is nothing but pros. It's changing the face of professional fishing.
Okay.
There's a lot of things coming down the pipe that's fixing to happen where you got BASS Elites.
Yeah.
You got the FLW Tour and you got the MLF Fishing. MLF Fishing is trying their best to put everybody else out of business.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And right now they're on a pretty good path.
To do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's on TV. I mean, if you like to fish, it sucks you in.
It's the best fishing show there is, especially if you start at the beginning of the season and watch it all. It's really good. I've got all the top names. I've got all the real camera-driven people on it.
Yeah.
And it makes for entertaining watching.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. And like I say, it's the best of the best, and I think I'd heard if there's an entry fee, it's like $1,500 or so. Is that correct?
Well, they got some things coming down that's going to change that. It might be even no entry fee before long.
Oh, okay, okay.
With some guaranteed money through the year for what they got, it's lots of changes coming on MLF horizon. But I think I haven't made up my mind whether it's going to be great or not for fishing, but I think it is.
I see. All right. Well, good deal. Hey, Rex, I know you got places you need to go, and we are so appreciative that you joined us. You could have easily been, you know, still in the golf cart somewhere, and that may be where you are. But thanks for joining us, Rex. We hope to talk to you again next week.
Hey, we'll see you next week.
All right.
And football season's around the corner. Can't you wait?
I hear
War
you.
War Eagle, Rex.
War Eagle, brother. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Thanks, Rex. Appreciate it. All right, it is 5:43 here in Coven, Alabama. I guess that's where it is in all central time zones. But anyway, here at Coven, stay with us. Sports Talk Live 95.5. We'll be right back, and we will be giving our picks in just a few moments. So hang on, folks.
Appliance Repair is your locally owned and operated appliance and repair company. Servicing most models and brands, they can be found on Facebook or Google for in-home appliance repair needs. Proudly supporting Coleman area athletics and collegiate football, when that appliance frustrates you and you're in need of a repairman, Robert Brantley is ready to help. You can call him at 256-507-3415 or find him on Facebook, Google, or online at ColemanAppliancerepair.com.
Gateway Mortgage is proud to support Colman County High School football. After all, supporting your community and giving back is what it's all about. Gateway Mortgage is a big lender with the ability to service your loan, but they're all about community and personal service. Josh Phillips, branch manager, says because of their Christian values, you can expect a culture that's different from banks and even other lenders. Those are the kind of characteristics you want from a personal mortgage team working to get you into a new home or your next home. You can reach Josh Phillips, Cameron Kimbrough, or Zeb Smith at Gateway Mortgage, 256-690-5617. 256-690-5617. Gateway Mortgage. NMLS number 338177. Equal housing lender. Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, buying, or selling a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
I-48 and Runny, it's time to pull those vehicles over.
That's
and
right.
Get the notepad out.
Make sure you get your car in park.
That's it.
You know, because we got picks coming up here in just a very few moments. So we want to give people time to get pulled over. While they're doing that, Jason, we're securing the highways and all those kind of things. Let's quickly, we'll go through the AP Top 25. You know, if there's any of these that you have thoughts about, please jump in. At number 25, and I think, I'm just going to say right now, I think this team is going to be the most disappointing team, and I think their head coach will lose his job at the end of the season, and that is the LSU Bengal Tigers. So that's, I think they're going to be a, maybe if not the biggest disappointment, they'll be the second biggest disappointment.
Well, I hope you're right.
At number 24, we have the Oregon Ducks. At number 23, we have Texas. 22, Boise State. 21, University of Central Florida. 20, Virginia Tech. 19, Florida State, Jeffrey Sullins, you know, the biggest FSU supporter in Coleman, I'm sure. And number 18, Mississippi State Bulldogs. 17, West Virginia, who I think is not going to be in that position at the end of the season. Then you have number 16 is TCU. TCU, I think, Jason, personally, I think they have a legitimate chance to beat Ohio State third week of the season. So it wouldn't break my heart in the least. At number 15 is USC. I'm sure you probably are somewhat of a supporter of USC since their head coach is a former Auburn backup quarterback. At number 14, no favorite of either one of us, is Michigan. At 13 is Stanford. 12, Notre Dame. 11, Michigan State. 10, Penn State. Coming in at number 9 is Auburn. Coming in at number 8 is Miami. Number 7, Oklahoma. Number 6, Washington. Number 5, Ohio State. Number 4, Wisconsin, who got one first place vote. Number 3, Georgia. Number 2, Clemson, who got 18 first place votes. And at the top spot, preseason AP poll, University of Alabama with 42 first place votes. So there is your AP top 25. It means absolutely nothing at this time, and none of the polls matter till about midseason when they, you know, come out with their first official poll. So this is just something for people to look at and talk about and, you know, rag one another over and or complain about, whatever the case may be. But that is your top 25 AP preseason poll. University of Alabama sitting at the top spot. Any surprises?
Just think about how boring it would be without that, though.
Absolutely. Any surprises, anything there jumps out at you or anything that's terribly disagreeing?
I'm kind of surprised at how much love Clemson's getting from ESPN.
Clemson's getting a lot of love.
Yeah, they've actually got them with a better chance of winning the title than Alabama.
They certainly do. I saw that earlier where they kind of ranked the 14 teams that we don't have time today to get to that. Maybe we can next week. Of course, it might change some next week. It might not if somebody gets beat. But you're exactly right, Jason. I saw that article as well, that Clemson has a, quote, a better percentage chance of winning the title than Alabama does. Nope. So maybe they know something I don't. I know they're a solid football team. I heard the other day, as like many of you did, defensively up front, the talk is every single defensive starter up front will likely be a first-round draft pick.
Ooh.
In the NFL draft. That's extremely impressive.
Yeah, that's strong.
The entire front, a first, not just drafted, a first-round draft pick. So,
all right, Ring, let's pick it.
All right, let's pick it.
We got nine minutes.
We got 9 minutes to get them in. All right.
Give us a score now. Let's don't do this stuff. Just picking a – anybody can pick a winner.
Anybody. But Good Hope, not anybody can pick the
at price.
Scores. I'm taking Good Hope. I think Good Hope's certainly a better football team. So I'm taking Good Hope 31-13.
With my hand up, that is the exact score I was thinking.
Were you picking Priceville?
No, I was picking Good Hope. I'm going to change it a little bit.
No, I don't want you to have any. I don't want you.
I'm going to say 27-13.
Okay, well then this time you pick first.
All right, Huntsville at Fairview. I don't know about this one. I'm going to say Fairview wins this one 20-12.
All right. I'm going to take Fairview as well. I say they win 28-7.
Now, Huntsville had a really good game against us.
Summerton Christian.
Do they not count?
Yeah, that game counted.
Hey, Jay, just stay with us.
Okay.
Holly Pond at Ider.
Well, I know nothing about Ider, but I know Holly Pond's been pretty good the last couple of years, and I know Scott Adams is back out helping again, helping Coach Bates. So I'm going Holly Pond. I think Holly Pond wins. I think it's low scoring. I'm going to say 13-6.
13-6. I'm going to go with the Pond also, and I'm going to go with 16-7.
All right. Kind of low scoring.
Yep. Vimont at Falkville. I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Okay.
Don't know why, really, but I'm going to say 20-17.
Okay. Well, I hate to. I really hate to, but I'm going to have to go with the Falkville Blue Devils, considering they beat Nama last week. I think it was 52-7.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I know you didn't. So I'm going with Falkville. I think they win 30-12.
I'm going to stay with my pick, though. Yeah. Once I pick
now you
it,
can't,
I can't
you can't change.
Change.
No, ain't no change.
West Point at Arab.
I'm up first?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to take Arab. I think it'll be close, 17-14.
All right. I'm going to go with a point. And all right. I'm going to say 23-21.
Okay.
Cold Springs at Berry. I'm going to go with Cold Springs in this one, 30-13.
All right. I'm going to join you. I'll go with Cold Springs. I don't think it'll, I'm going to go a little bit lower than that, 21-13.
Coleman at Mortimer Jordan.
I'm taking Coleman to win that game. I think they'll win it. I think they'll win that game. I don't think it'll be really, really close. 35-20.
All right. I'm going to go Coleman 26-13.
All right.
Jumping to college football. Let's go ahead and get it over with. Auburn and Washington playing in Atlanta.
My time?
Yep.
Okay. I'm going with Auburn. I think that we talked a little bit, you know, off air. I think they're a more talented football team. In most cases, I'm going to go with the most talented football team. So I take Auburn to win. Going to be close. I say they win 24-17.
We're close again, Ronnie. Uh-huh. I'm going Auburn 27-17.
All right.
Alabama at Texas, or no, Orlando.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Orlando. Next year. Auburn goes to Texas next year, plays Oregon the first game.
Oh.
Alabama and Orlando playing Louisville. This one will be ugly. Alabama 38, Louisville 10.
Okay. That sounds reasonable. I'm with you. I think it'll be convincing. I like that 38 score. I'm going to say 35-7.
All right, LSU and Miami.
As I said earlier, I think the biggest disappointment this year is going to be LSU. I take Miami to win the football game. They win it 30-20.
All right, I'm going Miami also, and I'm going to say 27-14. Florida State, Virginia Tech on the old Labor Day.
Mine or me or you?
Oh, that's me.
It's you.
I'm going Virginia Tech. I'm going to go 20-17.
Just for the sake of being different, I'm going to go Florida State. I hate to. I think it's going to be close. And what I'll do is I will reverse the score. Florida State 20, Virginia Tech 17.
All right, we got those predictions out of the way. Now give me your four playoff teams.
My four playoff teams, Alabama. Mine's going to be a lot like Chris. Alabama, Ohio State. God, I hate to say that. Clemson. And I can't go Washington because I've already said that Auburn's going to beat them. I'm going out with a real sleeper right here. I can't do that because they're in the same conference. Can you come back to me?
Yeah, I'll come back to
Okay,
you.
Come back to me.
I'm going to go Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, and...
All right, I'm going Oklahoma.
Okay. I'm going to try to get out of putting Ohio State in
there. I know.
There.
Well, I hear you.
I'm going to go with
Georgia's not going. We're not going to have. I don't think we're going. We're not going to have two SEC. That's not going to happen again. So you can't put them in now. Sitting at number four is Wisconsin.
Give me somebody.
But Wisconsin.
Now,
and Ohio,
right, Wisconsin. Give me the next one.
You got Oklahoma, Miami. Miami's at eight.
Miami.
So you
just because I can't think of nobody else.
Well, yeah, Miami and Clemson, the same conference.
Well, that's right. No Miami.
You can't do do Penn State.
Penn State.
And that could be a possible. There you go.
All right.
There they are.
Give me your SEC West and East winners.
Alabama be the West. East is going to be Georgia again.
Now, I'm going to agree with you.
And Alabama wins the SEC.
Yeah, and I've got to agree with that, too, or I'm going to pick up theirs. Right?
I know you hate to.
All right. Tell me this, Ronnie.
Yeah.
Alabama over or under 11.5 wins.
Oh, there. Oh.
Regular season.
Regular season? Over.
Over. Undefeated.
I think they go undefeated.
I'm going to go under just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
All right.
What about Auburn? Give
Auburn,
me a number.
I got 9.5.
Under.
I'm going over. Under and over.
All depends. Offensive line for Auburn.
Hey, this game Saturday is a big one.
It is. I agree.
All by the skin of the football.
Oh, okay. Yeah, by the skin of the football.
Somebody's going to win. And somebody's going to win tonight. Just
all
tonight,
right.
Too.
We'll be back next week. Have yourself a great weekend, a safe weekend.
Right.
And until next week, I'll leave you with a big war eagle.
And I'll leave you with a great big Roll Tide.
Thanks for joining us. Sports Talk Live 95.5 Coleman.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio.